I'll start then. I'm Carol Comer. You probably had a lot of correspondence from me, but you probably don't know what I do either. I work at the University of Chester, and I'm based in the Learning and Teaching Institute, which is a academic staff development institute, where I deliver a module called Technology Enhanced Learning, Teaching and Assessment, also known as TELTA, which is, it seems to, nothing's leaving the module, lots of things are going in, and I deliver 5 sessions online and 5 sessions face-to-face with staff. But I also still, because it's, you know, when you teach staff, I don't think you get much credibility unless you're actually still teaching as well. So I teach a blended learning course, and it's a foundation degree in health informatics. So I teach staff, NHS staff. It's a long semester, and they come in once a month. And it was developed in conjunction with the NHS. So it's virtually the NHS told us what to teach them. And I teach one of the first modules they do, which is called professional skills. So these are people, the health informatics students, so they're a little bit IT literate. They deal with a lot of data in the NHS. The professional skills that the NHS wanted them to teach were things like communication, team building, conflict management, all sorts of change management. You can imagine in the NHS it's constant. So I teach that course, and these are not digital natives. They are between 25 and 55 years old, and so they're returning to education, and they are quite apprehensive, really. As I said, I only see them once a month, and mine's one of the first of 2 modules. And in the past years, we've done presentation skills, and they are absolutely terrified of coming and doing PowerPoint presentations. So instead, for the first time last academic year, which in fact was about 3 months ago, because we do whole years, we don't do academic years, you know. I thought, well, instead of them doing a presentation, they can do a podcast. It's not a very big group. Also, one of the topics that we do is data protection. So I got them to produce a podcast on data protection. Because it's a foundation degree, it's very, very work-based. So we try and relate it to their place of work. So in effect, the podcast was on, it was a sort of audio introduction to data protection within their own department. And associated with it was a leaflet, they did it in Word or Publisher, as a supporting document. So in effect, we say, right, we've got the audio, but you've also got the visual aspect as well. So they submitted an MP3 file and a leaflet on data protection within the workplace. So these were people, as I said, between 25 and 50, very, very apprehensive, but they did it. They embraced it. I was so pleased. I had, for the first cohort, we did have a face-to-face session, so the scaffolding, it did take place. They sat there and they created, before they left, they had created one. So then they went off, did their research on the Data Protection Act within their department, and created a podcast. And then I had to assess it. And it was quite interesting listening to, you know, this morning, where there are now rubrics, because there wasn't a rubric for me. You know, I just, how am I going to assess it? But I went back to think, well, how did I assess when they used to do the PowerPoint presentations about the Data Protection Act? How did I assess them? And it was quite similar, really. I didn't have that many to assess, to be perfectly honest. There's only, I'm sorry to say, and it's awful when I hear people have got groups of 100 when I have 8 students in my group. So it didn't take me long to do it. What I found the first time I did it was that 10 minutes was a very long time for a podcast on the Data Protection Act. You can imagine how tedious it is. I never actually said this is a very tedious podcast in my feedback, because naturally I wouldn't dream of doing it. But I had to think about how I could be constructive. They were interesting, but it was 10 minutes was too long, so I cut it down to 5 minutes now for them, because I think they can cover the aspects of data protection that is really, really important in the NHS. It's an important thing that they've got to do within a 5 minute podcast. But I was, as I said, I was very surprised and, what's the opposite of disheartened? Enheartened.
Encouraged.
Encouraged, yes. By the fact they picked it up, they ran with it, and they delivered it. And these are people that are not digital natives. Has anybody got a question?
Yeah, would it have made... what difference would it have made to you if you had had a cohort of 50? Would you have done it at all?
I think it would have been the actual assessing of the sitting down and listening to 50 would be quite difficult. I don't know. I mean, you know, if it, had it been a publisher, in past years I've done in past though, I suppose it was a PowerPoint presentation, you would have had to sit through that many. So it's the same sort of, you know, you are spending the same amount of time assessing it. Any other questions?
Can I ask, did they actually go out and gather other people's voices, or did they just do the presentation?
They just did their own. I mean, when I gave them the tuition beforehand, I said, please don't read from a script. Don't write it down and read from the script. But all of them, I could tell... They were sitting there reading from the script. And that's a shame, because when you do a PowerPoint presentation, if you're reading, then the tone just goes like this. Well, it's the same thing when they were reading from the script. You can tell when they're reading from it. So that was...
And to hog it, did you introduce any new criteria?
Any new criteria? Not really. It's quite interesting in assessing them. Not really, I was still assessing. I mean, there was the content, of course, but their actual presentation skills weren't a significant amount of the marks, because they all sounded like me. They're all from Liverpool, and so they all sounded like Cilla Black, you know. So there weren't a great deal of marks for the actual presentation, but I did try and say, you know, if you include examples or... You use a conversational tone, so I was looking for that aspect from it.
How do you record or have the students?
They used Audacity, they used microphones and Audacity, so they just downloaded it for free onto their laptops or their PCs at home and just used microphones. So it was not hard.
Did you get feedback from the students as to how they felt about it?
Yeah, the first group... Well, I had feedback for the module feedback, and they loved... They enjoyed the module, so I didn't have any negative feedback about that assessment, no. But, you know, listening to other presentations this morning, I think perhaps I should be a bit more specific and ask them how they felt about that assignment. But I will get feedback from them anyway, saying, oh, this is awful, I think in some ways it's the support that you put in place. Now, I can do that because the group's quite small, but it would be hard for a large group to have sort of the support perhaps I'm giving them. This time, they'll be completing it towards the end of the month, and I was telling Andy yesterday, which is how I ended up here.
There's a lesson to be learned.
Don't talk to Andy over the coffee. I had one... woman emailed me and said, well, I've done the voice, I want to put some music in front and end, and I just can't do it. And it's very... So I phoned her and we discussed it, and she still can't do it. So I might end up going to the Royal Liverpool Hospital next week to have a little play with her and her software, just to see. Now, I certainly couldn't do that if I had 100 students, you know, so...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have 15 minutes left.
almost like an outpouring to share